B.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We are launching an hour number two of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Start things out this hour with an email from Sean. He says, I'm a podcast listener, so I'm emailing my feedback, and I listen to the show generally because you have intelligent conversation with different viewpoints. Well, here's the viewpoint I think you've been missing regards to the FLDS situation, the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What about liberty for the children? In deriding the government for infringing upon the liberty of the parents, you've neglected the fundamental purpose of their raid, to provide the children with the same liberty that you have today. You're forgetting that these children are raised in a complete vacuum, that they don't have the freedom to choose the way they want to live, or even their religion, because they don't know anything about other lifestyles and religions.
My question would be here, and I understand where he's coming from. I don't think this religion is great.
We didn't forget that for a moment. We understand completely they're isolated.
But the question here would be, if you read that sentence again, just insert any religion in there, and anybody's home. My kids are isolated to some extent. Currently I've got a baby, but I have my religion in my home. It's similar, it's the religion I like and whatever. So I don't propagate some other religion to my children. Some parents decide, well, I'm going to expose my children to lots of religions.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think those children actually take those religions very seriously, because they're not presented as this is the truth. That's how people with strong religious convictions, likely they've been presented as though this religion is the truth. So, however you intend to raise your child is the way you intend to raise your child, and someone could come and say that this is the wrong way to do it.
Sure.
Whether or not that's, raising them in some kind of 19th century style, where they dress in funny dresses and don't use electricity, or whatever it is that these people do, or whether it's now and today. Just because most people do it this way doesn't mean that those children of most people are free. They're not.
It's true.
No child is free. That's the position. It's the nature of being a child, a ward of the parent.
I certainly believe that young people should be able to liberate themselves when they choose, and I think that what we have today is a situation where government actually prevents that from happening. In fact, we've been told stories. We read a story from a former member of the FLDS Church who, when she was a young lady, she attempted to escape, and she went. She ended up in the hands of the government people because, well, she probably thought that's where she was supposed to go, or maybe that's where she ended up. But whatever. The point is, the government people took her back to the compound, which she just spent a whole lot of time and effort to try to escape from. So the government situation that we have today actually forces kids to stay with parents that they may not necessarily agree with. But by his logic, by Sean's logic, if it's okay, and he'll go on to justify the use of force here in a little bit, but if it's okay to go into the FLDS compound because you believe that the parents are isolating their children from the world and from more choices and more options, well, then by that logic, it must be okay to go in and take away the children from African tribesmen, because they spend their entire life in an African tribe and they never had the opportunity to experience what it's like to be a businessman in London, or what it's like to be a tennis pro, or what it's like to believe different belief systems. They never even come across many of the wonderful luxuries of life that we have here. So if it's tragic that FLDS children are shut off from the world, what about the rest of everyone else in the world that hasn't had the opportunities to experience as much as you have had? Is it okay to go and physically remove those children from their parents simply because you believe that they should have a more expanded lifestyle than they currently do? That's the logic he's using here.
That's right. Well, what about in the public schools? They have a certain set of beliefs they teach kids about climate change and all these things that other people might not believe in. Why don't we pluck kids out of those situations because they're not learning all the different viewpoints?
Right. As a matter of fact,
what is a perfect parent?
Right here in Keene, New Hampshire, there are some kid-drawn signs that are very cute in all the local businesses. They went around, they passed these out. The local elementary school put these things together.
Elementary stool.
Excuse me. They
they're going to tell people to stop driving or
walk
whatever.
More, idle less is the theme. And every one of these pictures says walk more, idle less. And they
cars are bad.
Right. They essentially have the theme that walking good is good and cars are bad. And, you know, they're propagating this philosophy. What if it's my job to make cars and you're doing this to my kid? What if I'm an auto mechanic and you're doing this, you're educating my child in this manner? What if I'm a roughneck and I'm 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off out in the Gulf of Mexico, and this is where I decide to live, and I drill for oil for a living? Mm. Then you're educating my child that daddy's bad, daddy drills for oil, oil's bad, oil's killing Mother Earth.
Well, how about the...
You know, and that's the indoctrination these kids go through. All children are indoctrinated. Every single one of them. I'm sorry. That's what education is. And the simple fact that these people are educating their children differently than you would want to see them educated does not for one second absolve the bureaucrats of the responsibilities that they take in kidnapping these children.
And like we were saying a few weeks ago, we don't have the Statue of Conformity in New York City. Mm. And it's a matter of whose values are you want to ram down these kids' throats? Who's better? Who's good? Who's bad here? You know, it makes me crazy because we're making value judgments on who's a good parent, who isn't. And I like
who are you to say?
I think,
exactly.
I think we can make value judgments on who's a good parent and who isn't. I think that's what, sort of discernment is about.
But taking action is the next
using
wrong step.
Using force, to send government agents in, essentially hired hitmen, to
kidnappers.
To kidnap people's children, that's not right. It's not okay. It's good.
Two wrongs certainly don't make a right. It makes more sense.
It's not even two wrongs in that point. One is
a perceived wrong.
Right. A bad, what I consider the wrong way to raise children. And the other one is, are we teaching children that it's okay to hire hitmen?
Apparently, yes.
That's all right to teach them.
You know, I was going to say, Ian, that I like the concept of emancipation, that children up to a certain age are under the protection and guidance of their parents, regardless of whether you agree with it or not. Now, there are a few exceptions. You know, if there's clearly bad abuse in that family, the kid's getting locked in the closet for weeks on end and being fed under the door, whatever it might be, then you might want to organize a group of friends to break in there and rescue them. Now, they may go back, but it's still... it's a fuzzy area here as to whether or not you want
there's
to.
There's certainly no solid lines that can be drawn.
There's no great answer. The fact is, when it comes to real live, awful, terrible child abuse where the child should be removed from the home, there's no good answer. But I'll tell you what a good answer isn't is we show proof on this show all the time. And this is a great example of this organization that we put in place to stop this has failed.
It
turned
into
something ugly and disgusting. Well, have you paid your taxes before?
Yeah, but I didn't put the organization in place. Just because I gave up
you
money
financed
to,
it.
Just because I gave up money to an armed gang doesn't mean that I had anything to do with what they did with the money.
But there's an armed sub gang of people who have been trained to intervene in these situations, and sometimes I think they're being grossly overzealous now, just because they have the funding and they have the staff and they've got all the training.
And they're untouchable.
And
there's not much for them to do.
Exactly.
Either.
Unless they find somebody who's an abuser or children in a bad situation.
Well, if FLDS is, or if the kids are returned to the compound, you can better believe that none of those CYD or whatever the hell it is, CPS bureaucrats are going to be held responsible for the actions they took. None of those cops that went in there with their tank and with their machine guns, and none of the CYD bureaucrats are going to get in trouble. So the kids will be returned, maybe. That hasn't even been a decided thing yet. So if the kids get returned, that's where it'll end. Then they've had all the damage done. These people have they've warped their minds beyond the parameters the parents would have originally wanted them to understand, and there's no undoing that. So no one will ever be held accountable for this if they get their kids back. That's the best they can hope for at this point, is just to get their kids back.
What this is essentially by the government an indictment against anyone who holds a belief in anything.
Unpopular, you mean?
Well, anything, period. I'm sorry, it doesn't matter whether popularity is just how many people agree with it. But if you believe anything as the truth that is in some way subjective, and that's what these people believe, that that's what their religion is. It's a subjective thing that they believe to be the truth. And you try to tell your children in that manner that you believe it as the truth? Well, sorry, we can call that abuse.
Sean has more to say here in his email. We'll continue that and take your calls as well about whatever you want. 800-259-9231. He wants to talk about the arranged marriages of teenage girls and how that's a bad thing. And
I don't agree with
it. Come back with more. It's Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Amacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Amacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Amacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Amacor and receive Boost just for trying Amacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive and edit virtually anything you see there. W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com.
Are you thinking about starting a business? Here's a word to the wise. Incorporate at LegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that can wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is fast and easy. They do all sorts of legal documents, patents, wills, and trademarks. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. That's LegalZoom.com. I've done it. It is, in fact, fast and easy.
800-259-9231. Continuing to discuss the FLDS situation, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. As you know, about 2 months ago, they had a police raid on one of their compounds in Texas. It resulted in over 400 children of quite a wide variety of ages, from teens all the way down to little babies, being stolen from their parents. The courts have one court has ruled that the raid was wrong, that it essentially has been thrown out after the fact, but it hasn't resulted in the kids being returned to the homes of the parents yet, and we really don't know if it ever will. So we'll continue to follow the news updates here. But Sean in Tennessee had emailed to suggest that, well, it was okay here that the government went and stole 400 children from their families because, well, they've been shielded from the rest of the world. And in Sean's opinion, that's wrong. And so therefore it's okay for the government people to go in and steal these children from their loving homes and their parents because then they'll be exposed to more stuff. And therefore that means they have more liberty. And from Sean's understanding,
and I would agree with him to some extent that if children were, say, raised by the state or foster homes or whatever, that they would likely these children would grow up with a larger understanding of what they could do in life. Now, I think that there are terrible things with being raised in foster homes and by the state.
Sure.
But
compared to FLDS, yeah, maybe, okay.
Maybe. It really depends. It depends on what happens at the orphanage or foster care home that they are in.
And that's not always good.
It's not always good, and it's certainly not our decision to make. I do think that these kids would have a larger understanding of the world. Hey, wow, I could be an astronaut. I could be an architect. I could be all kinds of different things, rather than I'm going to do whatever it is that the church elders tell me to do. I'm going to marry at the age they tell me to marry. I'm going to, I'm going to marry to whom they tell me to marry and all that other stuff.
But does it justify violence?
I don't think it does. No. The fact is, these kids should, the only thing I'm proposing is these kids should be able to leave their homes and not be returned by the state.
They should be able
to leave this compound, make their decisions. And honestly, I can tell you, I don't care whether the kid's 16 when they want to leave, 12 when they want to leave, or 9 when they want to leave, or 6 when they want to leave. Okay? If a 6-year-old child wants to leave their home, I'm sorry, but I'm going to say that's a superior solution to anything else we've got going. This Child Protective Services, I don't think that a 6-year-old will go far. I think that their parents should follow after them. Likely all they're looking for at that point is some attention.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine ran away. I ran away when I was a kid. When I was that young, I started walking down the road. Well, I couldn't get very far, for God's sakes. My world wasn't that big. And a friend of mine did the same thing. He rode away on his bike, and, well, it started getting dark. He came home for dinner.
With 3 Clif bars in his backpack.
Right.
No, just before the break, Ian, you mentioned something that about arranged marriages, about how this is so bad.
Yeah.
And I don't agree with him myself, but, I spoke with a woman from India who started discussing how they did it in their country. And as she explained it, it made a lot of sense to me. And I thought, okay, that's not, I mean, the way it was, according to this woman, was that you met someone from another family, and the families were friends first. They were compatible. And so you had a chance to basically court this person in this friendly family.
Hmm.
And if you said, yes, I'd like to pursue it further, it would happen. And if you said no, it wouldn't. And to me, that's not completely ramming
arranged,
down somebody's throat. But that, to me, that sounded fair, and it also sounded like they probably have a much higher or lower incidence of a divorce, because if the families are compatible, the values are compatible, whatever those values are, then there's a greater chance of a long-term relationship lasting.
Maybe so. Let's go to your phone calls, and we'll continue the email here in a moment. John has some comments in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Hello, John.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I agree with you totally, but I disagree with the way they went and took the kids out. That's my whole point about it.
Well, who could agree with it? I mean, it's awful. Man, they stole children from people.
Yeah, they stole children from people.
Yeah. So you're just
that was wrong.
Yep, right. I agree.
So do you think that kids should be able to emancipate themselves from their families if they don't like the situation they're living in?
At 6 years old, I don't think so. Because you don't even know what life's about yet.
Do you think any six-year-olds are going to follow through with that?
If they actually did and can prove that those people did what they did, those kids should be taken away.
But they should have not taken
them away the way they did it.
I see. You're suggesting that if the allegations were provable,
family by family, and did it not pull it, yeah. It's against the Constitution, then they're using the police to do our military work for us.
John, I agree with you. The government should work the way the government should work. But the fact is, and when we show it over and over on this show and so many shows, and you know for yourself, I'm sure for yourself, that the government doesn't work the way it should work. And it often doesn't work the way it should work. So that's kind of the way we're looking at it here.
Why the government doesn't work the way we should work?
Because violence doesn't work?
No.
Okay.
Because the people don't stand up for what the Constitution stands for in the first place.
Who's the people? You mean the people in government or the
should I get my Glock? Should I get my Glock and head down to Texas?
The people of the United States.
Well, what do we do though, John? I mean, should I get my Glock and head down to Texas? I mean, I don't know what to do.
Oh, no, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, right.
I'm not like that, but
Constitution? I mean, how are you supposed to say, I mean, look, I understand that people say the Second Amendment was really important, but I have to disagree at this point because no one ever actually utilizes it. People come around to take guns and they just hand them over to these people. So really, it seems like the First Amendment is actually a little bit more important because it's more difficult to actually take away people's freedom of speech. I'm not saying I'm against guns or anything like that. I've got three of them in the house right now. But really, what's the point? I mean, if the Second Amendment was supposed to enshrine the right to bear arms, but no one is courageous enough to do so, then really it's kind of like a dead letter, isn't it?
Not really.
No? Okay, no. Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. Look, I understand. We're allowed by our masters to keep and have guns, unless you're a convicted felon, in which case you aren't allowed to defend yourself with a rock. But that doesn't mean that the Second Amendment is really in place and is being effective in the way that the Founding Fathers intended it. It was supposed to be there to scare tyrants, to scare potential tyrants into understanding that if they crossed the line, then the Americans were going to step up and defend liberty. But Americans are a sheep, and they have never done that, and it's too late now. They're giving their guns over when they're demanded of them, and that's where it all ends. I'm not advocating violence at all. I think we can achieve liberty without violence. In fact, violent revolution isn't going to achieve liberty. It'll just achieve
I don't think we can really stop the government by saying, hey, let's make the government work right.
Nope.
It just doesn't.
And it's because of what you touched on, and that is that violence always has unintended consequences. More coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24 DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dure Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Duralt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between, we've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. The features there we give away. So enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with over 2,000 listeners, over 350,000 posts. It's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. If you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shop with us at Amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. 41 categories to shop in. New items, used items, whatever it is you buy. If you buy it through Amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a cut. In fact, the cut from March, I just got the numbers in, was almost $1,000 for us.
Gosh.
So you guys are out there ordering a whole bunch of stuff.
When you say us, you mean you.
Well, it goes back. I mean, Mark,
yes,
come on. I have nothing else to spend money on except
this
show.
You are the show. You work very, very hard. You spend most of your money on this stuff. All those blinking boxes are a testament to what you spend your money on.
Yes. All right. So we continue here with an email from Sean. He's concerned about the FLDS children. He's defending the state. He's saying it was A-OK for them to steal 400 children from their families because their families were secluding them from other choices in the rest of the world. Let me continue.
This sounds like a similar argument to the homeschool movement where they say the kids have to be socialized.
Right. You could reverse it. You could exactly. You could say that, well, we need to have the state steal homeschooled children away from their parents so we can put them into schools with, you know, all the rednecks and the goths and the people that parents, you know, they don't want their kids around them. So
a child
we need to put
needs
them around
to learn
them.
How to knife fight and cuss. And the best way for that is for them to be in public school.
So Sean says, you've cited the fact that the FLDS aren't complaining about arranged marriages at the age of 14 as there's no victim. The problem is that they don't even realize there's another way. They quite literally have no other options. They can't just jump in a taxi and start a new life. There's a lot of speculation regarding exactly what level of control the church exerts as far as physically preventing them from leaving the compound, so I won't add to this. But at the very least, we can all agree that a 14-year-old girl who knows nothing about this world has absolutely no ability to choose a different life, starting with having no knowledge that there are other options, no money, no outside friends or contacts, etc.
Well, I would agree that likely that little girl doesn't know, you know, that the average one of the, you know, FLDS girls there, that they don't know what the outside world's like. But the evidence is many of them have run away. There are organizations there to take care of them when they do run away. These organizations reach out to these kids as much as they can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't say that it's easy, but we don't know what their lifestyle's like.
Sure.
I mean, I know they go in. I know that some of these people
go to town. Right.
And I don't know whether the little girls do, whether they keep them hidden away or what it is. I don't know. But I can tell you that the evidence is that some of them choose to leave. And when they do choose to leave, there are organizations out there to help them.
Yes.
Should we take away the choice of the ones that really want to stay for the ones that, you know, kind of on the fence, I don't know whether this is the right thing for me, I guess I'll do what I'm supposed to do. You know, the sheep among them? No, I don't think we should. For those that really wish to have their freedom, they do get away.
Sure.
Many of them do.
And I think that's something that, you know, something that Sean just is not really grasping here is the fundamental catch-22 of liberty. And that is that if you want liberty for yourself, you have to allow the weird religious sect down the street or your neighbors or whoever it is you don't necessarily agree with to have liberty as well, which means the liberty to raise their children and isolate them from whatever elements of society they want to isolate them from. And how dare you have this this attitude that, well, you know all and your viewpoint is correct and, you know, you think that because you believe these kids should be exposed to more things, therefore that makes using violence on their parents A-okay and acceptable? If you accept that, Sean, then it's only a matter of time before somebody decides that you're raising your kids wrong or that you're doing something that they disagree with and so therefore violence is then acceptable to be used upon you. Really, it's only a matter of time.
That's right. Right, Sean, and somebody's going to come after you for smoking cigarettes or chewing tobacco or eating trans fats or God knows what else.
It's unpredictable what it'll be.
It's unpredictable, and that's what happens. People, certain segments of society will retaliate when they're oppressed like that.
You can be upset. You can be disturbed about what this lifestyle is that you disagree with.
You can use your money to support the organizations of, in some cases, it's the people that were in this group, this FLDS, that run the organizations. You can use your money to support organizations that help the kids that run away.
Sure.
And that encourage kids to run away because they offer them a place to go. You can support them.
As opposed to enacting violence upon the family, stealing their children from them, and then forcing everyone at the threat of violence by government taxation, forcing everyone to pay to house these kids who were being housed okay before. In fact, there is some evidence out there that they were not on welfare, as some people had suggested that they were. That's still kind of up in the air, that particular determination. But, you know, there's two wrongs. I mean, you're talking about wrong upon wrong. You're talking about the wrong of stealing the kids from their family members, and then the extra wrong of taxing everyone else to put these kids in homes when they already had a home. He continues. He says, maybe the Texas authorities have broken laws, but I know that you and I are both okay with breaking a few laws if it means bringing freedom to others or ourselves. Well, Yeah, I'm fine with breaking laws, but I'm not a government bureaucrat, and I haven't signed on and agreed to obey by certain rules and strictures. And, you know, if you want to claim this government has any legitimacy at all, then it should follow its own rules, which it doesn't, and it's not legitimate, so that's a whole other issue. Anyway, Sean says, why haven't the Amish been targeted like the FLDS? I'm sure part of it is that they aren't breaking any laws like polygamy. Well, first of all, the Amish have been targeted. We read a story not too long ago about an Amish man who was busted for selling raw milk. In a raw milk sting operation.
Oh.
Anyway, but the key, again, talking about the things that you don't ever expect them to do to you, right?
Degenerate, huh?
But the key difference, in my opinion, is that Amish children are required to leave the community during Rumspringa and explore the outside world. They're given complete freedom to choose whether to return to the Amish community permanently or to pick any other lifestyle they wish. In the case of FLDS, the children are nothing short of brainwashed and may live their entire lives knowing nothing about the ideas of freedom and liberty. How can you not agree that this is a form of child abuse and has ramifications well into adulthood? Look, I may disagree with their viewpoint, Sean, but that doesn't mean I'm going to do anything about it. They aren't my kids. It's not my responsibility. I'm not interested in impressing my views with force on the families of another group. It's none of my business. I leave them alone. They leave me alone. I can raise my kids in the way that I want to, and I would never want the FLDS people coming into my house with a battering ram and stealing my kids away because I'm sharing too much with them. I'm showing them too much of the world. We need to cut this down. They don't need to be exposed like this. We're stealing your kids from you.
Shouldn't we, you know, when it comes to these FLDS, these fringe groups, people that have beliefs that are different than our own, shouldn't we really have the government go in and, you know, give tubal ligations to all the women and, you know,
put a stop to it completely.
Right, vasectomies to all the men? And then, well, they can, you know, if the government approves it, they can have a child by, you know, in vitro fertilization or something like that. And while we're at it, there's a lot of stupid people out there. There's a lot of people that, criminals, miscreants.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of other people that might raise their kids in some manner that we disagree with. Shouldn't the government decide who can have children and who they couldn't? I mean, that's
the road he's going down.
It's just an extension of his argument.
Yep. He says, I agree parents should be free to raise their children how they wish, but...
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. No, you
but
don't.
Now he gets a little touchy here. What of parents who lock their kids in a room and raise them like animals? What about parents who have sex with their own children? Using your arguments in the past, both of those situations are okay in your liberated world because parents should have complete freedom to raise their children how they wish, right? Well, it's disgusting, and it's behavior that I don't agree with. And I may ostracize those parents if I were to find out that they were locking their children in their room or sexually abusing them. If I were to find those things out, I would ostracize them.
That's extreme.
I understand, but we have to deal with the extreme examples because people always go there, right? And these examples do really exist in real life.
But this is not what happened there. This is not what happened.
Well,
here's the instance.
They always bring this stuff up, though.
I'll let you go on. But the fact is, I'm not saying that it's a perfect system. I'm not saying that libertarianism or freedom is a perfect system. What I'm saying is the government is a failure. The government hurts people, and it's, you know, that hurting people is endorsed by all of us because we pay for it.
But what about the parents who lock their kids in their rooms and abuse them? We'll talk about that here in moments. 800-259-9231. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit. But they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days. Without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers.
the number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to GasFreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to GasFreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. That's GasFreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Oh, you're still here.
Yeah, here I am.
Hey, you're not going to be here for long, though. Your last show this week is tomorrow, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, all right.
Going to be gone for like a week and a half or something.
Then we're bringing in Gardner Goldsmith for a double shot. Friday and Saturday he'll be with us. And then Wayne will be doing two, I think, the week after that, as a matter of fact. So go to freetalklive.com. Get interactive with us online. There's lots of stuff there, and it's all for free. Again, freetalklive.com.
Do you easily want to update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers? Well, innerknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls for every taste and budget. Save 10% on your order by using code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, innerknobs.com. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
All right, wrapping up this email from Sean about the FLDS situation, Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. They had 400-plus children stolen from them, and Sean is justifying it. He's saying it's okay. Because, well, they shut their kids off from the rest of the world, and so therefore it's okay to steal their children from them. That's what he's getting at here. And as I pointed out before, Sean, if you ever want to have liberty for yourself, you have to allow your neighbors to do things you're going to disagree with. But he goes on to point out, and he's going to now take it to the extreme, as people tend to do when we talk about liberty. They take it to the extreme, and they give extreme examples as a justification for a monopoly organization.
For the extremity that is a reality today with the government. The going in and stealing of 460 kids.
Right. So he's justifying that by asking about, what about the parents who lock their kids in a room and raise them like animals? What about parents who have sex with their own children? Well, I would suggest that you ostracize them if you find out? First of all, it's going to be very difficult to find out that parents are having sex with their own children.
Absolutely true.
It's going to be
difficult.
The fact
is, if a parent really wants to have sex with their kids, they're going to set their lifestyle around doing such a thing. They're going to homeschool their children. They're going to, they're going to ostracize, themselves from society. I doubt very seriously there's too many out there that are sending their kids off to school, and their schools are, they're at school, they're blabbing about how daddy's the best French kisser. It's just not happening.
Sure. And if that were happening, and if they were on welfare or something like that, then that would make the problem even worse. But in a true free marketplace, people like that hopefully would not be able to get help from any organizations if they needed money or something like that. They'd have to, if you went to a church and you were asking them for help because you're spending all your time at home having sex with your children, you're not actually out working and doing things, then the church is going to come in. They're going to know about your life. They're going to want to check on you. They're going to want to see what your lifestyle is like. And so it may be even harder for people like that to, people like the FLDS, who there are allegations that they were using welfare, or people that were abusing their children, it may be harder for them to get that sort of help. So social ostracism, I think, is far more powerful than anything else. But if you still have violent tendencies, Sean, as it sounds like you might, then why don't you do your dirty work on your own? I'm not advocating that you actually do this, because I think it's violence begets violence, and you may end up causing more problems than you intended to start. But go ahead and kidnap the kids yourself. I mean, if you're so certain that there's abuse going on and it's so horrific that you feel that something must be done, then round up a few of your friends and go in and raid their home. You might get shot in the process, but if you're willing to take that risk...
It's not a great solution, what you're suggesting, but... All I'm saying is that the solution that we currently have with the government is it's turned against us.
At least with private kidnapping, I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to be a party to someone stealing children from another set of families. It's all on you then. And if there are consequences, they'll come back on you and not me.
If it's a service that people want and that really, and I believe they do, I do believe that people want kids to be reasonably well taken care of, then in fact there will be organizations that pop up and that you'll be able to hire to do just such a thing. They'll have, guys with tanks and MP5s that go in and kidnap kids, and then you guys can hash it out in court. Look, Your Honor, these people are effing their children. They're raising them like little animals, or whatever it is that you suggest, with a jury of your peers or a judge to preside over it, you can make the case. But at the very least, you'll have, some kind of professional arbiter there that is responsible on a, to the market in some way.
Instead
or a jury.
Courts.
Because currently, a jury isn't going to see this for years, if they ever do. But these kids, many of them will have reached 18, majority by that time. Their lives will be changed irreparably. And the government the bureaucrats that did this, the hitmen that did this, they hold no culpability. Whereas you and your organization, if you went in and took these kids...
You're responsible for mistakes.
You would be responsible for the mistakes you made, and that's the problem.
So you'd have to get your facts a lot straighter. But here's the problem I see with this. Let's just say for a minute that government interference like this would be okay in the most extreme situations like abuse and those types of things. The problem is that it never stays that way. The role of government always tends to expand, and they tend to start to overstep their boundaries. Even if they're in check and they're doing only their job for a long time, eventually they encroach, they become too big, too powerful, and they start throwing their weight around
Absolutely.
Too much.
Absolutely. It's the nature of government
to
expand.
It's the nature of power. It's concentrated power, period. It doesn't matter who has it.
Great points. Let's continue with your calls. Talk to Tom calling from somewhere. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hi. This is Tom from Maryland.
Tom from Maryland. Okay. What's on your mind?
And I wanted to weigh in on the what happened down in Texas. This is something that, surprisingly enough, I did not actually follow this thing as closely as I did like Randy Weaver in Waco, Texas. But I feel like I've heard enough about it over the last couple of months. And there's something that has come up for me over the last several years, being very liberty conscious and so forth, and you guys too. Have you ever, you've probably had some folks tell you at some point that you are brainwashed or having the views that you have, because I've been told that.
I don't know that I've gotten brainwashed.
I've been called ignorant,
stupid, crazy, all those things.
But you've been maybe insulted over your beliefs and your views,
I would
go so far as to say that a lot of the views and beliefs you have are because of careful thought and study. You just don't believe just anything. And
right.
I think that if you are a person who celebrates Easter, Christmas, and does all these things that have, like, Christian labels on them, but do not have their origins there, if you bring that up to somebody, and I wouldn't use the word brainwashed because I wouldn't want to be insulting. However, I consider that being brainwashed.
Sure.
It's something that you've always believed or...
Well, that's what we were talking about. What Wayne was talking about, the difference is degrees. I mean, the idea here is that if it's okay to take kids from the FLDS compound because they've been, brainwashed, well, then maybe it's okay to take, Christian kids away or atheist kids away from their parents because they haven't been inculcated with the correct viewpoint. And, of course, who will determine what the correct viewpoint is? Well, whoever's in government, right? And that can change at any old time. So, there's no way that you will be exempt from this possibly happening to you in the future just because you feel that your people are in charge at the moment. That could change.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, and I have just noticed over the years, as far as like going back to Waco, I was on a couple of different job sites back in those days and was the only one, or maybe there would be one other person, who took my position of that is the sheriff's job. It is not the federal government's job. They did nothing wrong. The media has made statements that you believe. You have never... Most of the people who I ran into and still do who might say nasty things about what happened in Waco and say unfavorable things about the folks down there, they don't know any facts. All they know is what the BS that the media told them. They don't know that there was no gun charges that stuck.
Who has time to look at all this? I mean, I can't blame them for that. Who has time to really dig around and do that?
I understand that, but I'm just the type of person. I mean, I really don't. I'm careful about forming an opinion about
What you're pointing out is they talk like they know. They don't know, but they talk
and
like
righteously. It's unfortunate when you have the county sheriff down there admitting that I can't pursue. Pressing or following up, he's like, the things that we heard about are rumors. There was no facts involved.
That's right.
So.
Well, and one thing we know for sure is that David Koresh took regular walks, and at times they had to obviously leave the compound to get things and buy things, and so it was totally unnecessary how they handled that
situation.
Right,
they wanted to siege the compound. They wanted to use their might rather than using their brains.
Tom, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it, sir.
I was going to say, and the sheriff argument is valid because the sheriff is more local, and they know the people. They know the families. They can get a better feel for if something bad is going on there than the state authorities who don't know anybody, and they're just going in like bulls in a china shop.
Absolutely. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We got Jim in Michigan, Dennis in New Hampshire, and your calls as well about whatever you want. Coming up here in Hour 3, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our...
It's no...